How do we understand the mind-body connection? We may all have very different understandings of it from those who are actively researching in the area of psychoneuroimmunology, all the way through to those who just have a sense that the mind is influencing the body and vice versa. The reality is the mind and body are like two sides of the same coin. Whatever the mind is thinking or feeling is reflected in the body, and whatever's happening in the body from the subtlest level to the grossest level is in some way influencing the mind. So the sages who really developed the teachings of yoga had a profound understanding of the mind and body. They are both expressions of that underlying inner awareness. The inner pure awareness manifests subjectively as the mind and objectively as the body. But without getting too caught up in all of that, let's just consider how the everyday citizen understands the mind-body connection. Because we all notice it in a very obvious way, that the body is changing according to the state of mind and vice versa. If I said to you there was someone sitting outside your room and they were in a very, very down state, immediately your mind would conjure up an image of their posture. Their head would be down, shoulders collapsed. And if you were very alert and noticed the breathing pattern of that person who is down, you'd recognize that their breath is a little more irregular. It's very shallow, it's very upper lobe focused, and it's more like a sobbing breath, a bit irregular. A little bit more like that. That's overdoing it, but it's a bit more in that direction. Whereas if I said to you that the person out there is actually very anxious, and you're walking past and you saw that person, you'd immediately recognize that their outer physiology is giving indications they're anxious. You might notice they're fidgety, they're very restless, their eyes could be darting about, could be tapping a foot. There could be a lot of things going on. And you might even notice their palms could be a little sweaty. But if you're very attentive and you notice the breath pattern, you would certainly recognize the breath pattern of anxiety. Excuse me. The breath pattern of someone who's anxious is very distinct. It's rapid breath, it's shallow, upper lobe breathing. And often people would be going into mouth breathing when they're anxious. If there was someone out there who was angry, you might recall when you felt very angry, what you notice in your body. You notice a lot of tension, a lot of tightness. And, of course, that can be very focused. You might notice it very strongly in the neck, the forehead. If you were attentive to the breath pattern of someone who's very angry, what you'd notice is the breath is much more forced and there's a strong emphasis on the out-breath, a little bit more like... We'd all recognize that breath pattern. In fact, there's an English saying, an English expression, huffing and puffing, that describes this breath pattern precisely. There's more force, the huff, and puff, there's more focus on the out-breath. Whereas if someone is very relaxed, again, you know how they're feeling in body and mind. And the breath pattern is deep and rhythmic. They're breathing much more into the lower lobes, more abdominal breathing. If someone has just seen the most exquisite sunset, it absolutely took their breath away. They felt just overwhelmed with beauty. Then the language, our English language, describes the experience. Breathtaking moment. The breath has spontaneously settled. It's still in that brief moment. And this supports the state of mind that is totally settled. So whenever the mind fully settles, the breath fully settles. This is the mind-body connection, how it works. And as we develop through yoga, we start to have more of those breathtaking moments. We have more moments where the breath is very settled, more moments of wonder, joy, unconditional love, bliss, ecstasy, more and more and more. So there's an enormous transformation that takes place in our body and mind as we develop through yoga. And of course, it's there on many levels, because whatever we're thinking, every thought that passes through our mind, whether it's a feeling, a memory, an analytical thought, a creative thought, an inspiration, it has a very specific physiological correlate. And it operates on many, many levels. At the subtlest level, there's a unique pattern of neurochemical activity, not just neurochemical, chemical activity throughout the whole system, because we could be having patterns of chemical activity in our gut as well as in the brain. In fact, the whole system, on a grosser level, when we're having any thought or feeling, there's a unique pattern of electrical activity in the brain. That pattern shifts with every passing thought. And for those of us who are tuned into the energetic system, there's a unique pattern of energetic activity that underlies each passing thought. So specific energy points, chakras, energy centers are activated with different types of emotion and feeling. And there's always some energetic pattern that underlies a distinct thought. So the pattern changes with each passing thought. And if you have any strong thoughts, for example, if you have an emotion, you will notice physical sensations in the body. And as I've just been sharing with you, the expression of the emotion or state of mind is felt in the body posture as well as in the breath generally. So each state of mind has its own physiology, and the yogis have understood this. And if we want to change our state of mind, our state of awareness, a very effective way to do it is to change our physiology. One of the simple ways to change our physiology is to change our breath pattern. But of course, we could change the physiology in any way. Our state of awareness is reflected in our physiology. So as research develops, we're becoming more aware of the physiological indicators of more stabilized and centered higher consciousness, or we could say that we could work out the physiology of the enlightened state. So this gives you a little brief introduction to the mind-body connection. And from our viewpoint as students of yoga, we want to understand that, yes, we can change our state of mind as we change the breath. We learn to control the breath, we control the mind. We learn to change all sorts of things on these different layers of the physiology will have an influence on the level of the mind. And of course, the opposite also works. If we change a state of mind, a state of awareness, that will be reflected in a changed state of physiology. So may you enjoy your continuing journey into yoga, and may you create very beautiful chemicals that give you clarity, joy, lots of love and bliss in your life. And that'll get reflected in the breath pattern too. Okay. Namaste.